Perception of the finite mind. So in the beginning they worship this infinite God in different forms according to the tendencies of the individuals. There is no difference between Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Lord Shiva. All are forms of one God or Ishvara. There are some Shiva Bhaktas, Vira Shaivas they are called. They cannot bear the names of Lord Narayana. So also some Vira Vaishnavas, if they hear Shiva's name they will shut their ears at once. This is not real bhakti, it is mere ignorance. Forms of worship may differ, but all lead to one God. Several deities are different only in names and forms, but are identical in essence and substance. Worship of Lord Shiva is worship of Lord Narayana also. Therefore, offer your worship to all forms of the Lord. Rama, 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 Jai Jai Rama. He who destroys Lanka Ravan, he who gave the Utsa Sabarika, he might give my salutation.
Rama, 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 Rama,
He who destroys Lanka Ravan, he who gave the fruits of Sabari to him, I give my salutation.
Rama, 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 Rama.
He who destroys the captains, he who gives the graces of Rama to him, I give my salutation.
Rama, 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 Rama.
Poison to him, my dear, my salutation.
Rama, 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 Rama,
Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, Rama, He who divided the seasons with him, my give my salutation.
Rama, 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 Rama,
Rama. O children of divinity, wake up. Open your eyes. Remember God, the imperishable, the only source of everlasting happiness. Do not waste your time. Strive ceaselessly. Feel His indwelling presence everywhere. Forget not God, the immortal Son, thy solace. Pray to Him to bestow on you devotion for His lotus feet. Jai Jai Vittala Panduranga, Jai Hari Vittala Panduranga,
Vittala Panduranga, Jai Hari Vittala Panduranga,
Jagannivasa Panduranga, Jagatpadi Panduranga,
Jagannivasa Panduranga, Jagatpadi Panduranga.
Anadi Ananta Panduranga, Adaraga Vinashi Panduranga.
Anadi Ananta Panduranga, Adaraga Vinashi Panduranga.
Thy name is about Panduranga, to cross the samsar Panduranga. My name is a weapon, Panduranga, to destroy this rakshas mind, Panduranga. I am pining for thy grace, Panduranga, and thirsting for thy mercy, Panduranga. Reveal thy true form, Panduranga. Let me behold it, Panduranga. Let me utilize this body, Panduranga. In thy service always, Panduranga. This is my fervent prayer, Panduranga. Do not forsake me, Panduranga. Thou art everything, Panduranga. Thou doest everything, Panduranga. Thou art my soul refuge, Panduranga. Thou art my father, Guru, Panduranga. Thou art my very prana, Panduranga.
the Lord my very soul, Panduranga. Panduranga, 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 Panduranga,
Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga,
bottom of your heart, he will purify your thoughts, speech and actions in the fire of divine love. Kindle the flame of divine love in your heart, kill your egoism. Surrender to him without any reservation. Feel his separation intensely, thanking him like a child to free you from the pains of samsara.
You ate the fruits of Sabari, oh what a mercy, you ate the fruits of Sabari. Why do you delay for me now? Come, 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 oh Lord. Why do you delay for me now? Come, 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 oh Lord. Jai Jai Sri Sita Rama, Sri Hare Rama, Jai Jai Sri Sita Rama. I am pining for thy darshan, do not be so cruel. I am pining for thy darshan, do not be so cruel. The word patita pavana, the word bhaktavatsala, Jai Jai Sri Sita Rama, Sri Hare Rama.
Important line looking in the lamp.
You vibrating with the treasures of hell. You hell jet, are you in the realm? You vibrating with the eyes of hell. How kind and merciful you are. Why have you neglected me? How kind and merciful you are. Why have you neglected me? Jai Jai Sri Sita Rama. Sri Hare Rama. I have a charge against you. Why are you partial? I have a charge against you. Why are you partial? Is not thy real nature? Give me thy explanation. Is not thy real nature? Give me thy explanation. Jai Jai Sri Sita Rama. Sri Hare Rama. Remember that all are his children. Serve the poor. Do not waste your money in building palatial buildings. Build the temple for him in your heart and invite him to come and dwell in the throne of your heart. Come here, my dear Krishna Kanaki. Let every copper lay on the building for my ear.
Hey Krishna Raja, Madhava. Krishna Kantuni Krishna Kantuni teach me Gita Krishna Kantuni Dubata Krishna Kantuni show me the illness Thank you.
Bhagavan Gita. Do you really want God? Do you really thirst for His darshan? Have you got real spiritual hunger? God is a question of supply and demand. If there is sincere demand, supply will come at once. If you have got real devotion for God, you will feel restless and miserable if you forget Him even for a second. Pray fervently like Prahlad, sing like Radha, repeat His name like Tadharam and Tulsidas, do kirtan like Gauranga, weep in solitude like Meera over the separation of the Lord.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
When shall I meet Thee, hey Prabhu? My eyes long for Thy vision. Why art Thou so unkind, O Lord? I am sleepless, I am burned by fire of Piraha, Thou art my soul refuge. I cannot suppress my tears, however much I try. They flow like streams and drench my clothes. I feel joy in Thy remembrance. I feel happiness in singing Thy praise. I feel solace in my tears, pleasure in Thy name. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Delhi in my high, say Krishna, enthroned in my heart, Shama.
Let me hear Thy flute, O Lord of Vrindavan. My hunger is lost, my sleep is gone, my mind is very restless. I am waiting all night to meet Thee, O Rave Govinda. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Bhagavan, take your seat.
I have decided to take sannyas. I have come prepared for that. I want Swamiji's blessing and permission.
Oh yes, I will initiate you on Shivaratri day. Will that be all right? God bless you.
Swamiji, will you give me also sannyas diksha?
No, not so soon. I am happy to know about your aspiration. But before sannyas, you must prepare for it. You must develop the necessary qualifications for it. Sridhar has been preparing for it for the last few years. Now he is ready. Like that, you must also prepare yourself. First of all, you must have a complete change in your mental attitude. You must change your angular vision and must develop mental vairagya and mental renunciation. You must equip yourself with four means of salvation, a sadhana sadushtaya. They are viveka discrimination, vairagya dispassion, Shatsampa sixfold virtues and mumukshatva, intense yearning for liberation or deliverance from the wheels of birth and death. Not an iota of spiritual progress is ever possible unless one is really endowed with these qualifications. Do you understand, Nirmalaji?
Yes, Swamiji. But it is not quite clear, Swamiji. Could you kindly explain to me in detail?
Well asked. Very glad. The first requisite is vivek, that is, discrimination between the real and the unreal. Permanent and impermanent, self and not self. You must always try to remember that there is an unchanging permanent principle underlying the ever-changing phenomena of the universe and the fleeting movement and oscillation of the mind. There is an unchanging background for this ever-changing body and mind, like the blackboard or screen in a cinema, which manifests various forms and figures. the witness or the silent spectator of these changes is permanent and unchanging. He pervades, permeates and interpenetrates all these changing forms like the thread in a garland of flowers. So you should learn to discriminate between the eternal unchanging substratum of all objects and the ever-changing names and forms. Next, you must develop vairagya or dispassion. Through viveka or discrimination, when you understand that everything in this world is unreal, you will get vairagya or indifference to the enjoyment of the
that even the world's best doctors failed to cure a dying king. At the same time, it has also heard even the worst type of diseases are at times cured miraculously, where even the ablest doctors have declared the case hopeless. In a twinkling of an eye, he finds millionaires become paupers, and paupers become millionaires. The empire rises and falls in no moment. Or this is not clear proof that there's a divine power which controls everything in this universe. That divine power is God. The mysterious power, that all pervading intelligence is God. He is everywhere and everything.
Ram Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Shri Ram Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram.
Earth, water, fire, air, ether is Ram, in the heart, mind, prana, and senses is Ram.
Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram.
Do you understand now? There is no place where God is not present. With no shore, with no limit like an ocean, with all beings as its bubbles. God is neither in heaven above, nor down below, but in everyone and everywhere.
If it is so, why are we not able to see Him, Swamiji?
You ate some sweets now. Will you be able to explain the sweetness to a person who has never tasted any sweets before? Can I show him the sweetness? He himself has to taste it to understand it. Is it not so? Similar is the case with God. Unseen, with faithful hands He helps you. Unheard, He hears your speech. Unknown, He knows your thoughts. He is pure, all-pervading consciousness. The Lord is within you. He sits in your heart. He is in you and you are in Him. Whatever you see, hear, touch and taste is God. You can define a finite object only. How can you define a limitless being? If you define God, you limit the limitless one. You are confining Him within the concepts of mind. God is beyond the reach of gross mind. But He can be realized through faith, devotion and meditation.
Swamiji, the difficulty with me, I do not have any faith or devotion. What shall I do?
Good with ambition. Your life is such a secret. Faith and devotion develops only through the grace of God. And the grace of God is proportional to the purification of heart. Something is to lead a righteous life, a life devoid of lust, anger, greed, hatred and jealousy. Try to lead a life of truthfulness. Never hurt anyone by thought, word or action. Eradicate the craving for sensual pleasures and at the same time have substance. Study religious books, seek Lord's name, do japa and do some sensual service also. You understand, Ranjit? Pray regularly, speak to Him like a child. Be frank and confess all your troubles before Him. He will instill you faith and devotion. If you take one step nearer to the divine being, He will come 100 leaps and bound nearer to you. now now so we do what is the real relation, real death.
Thank you.